You're listening to Voices After Dark with Gina, Shanae, and Lisa. Enjoy.
Welcome back
to Voices After Dark
with Gina,
Lisa,
and Shanae.
Hopefully you guys are back.
Welcome, yeah, for real. Drink them if you got them.
I have a true crime story.
Cool.
That I don't think anyone's... I'm pretty sure you guys don't know this one, which is kind of good.
Kind of good. True crime.
Yeah, I mean, we can... Talk any updates more about anything going on?
Any updates? Halloween's coming, guys.
I do have something scary to tell you guys.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She said it was scary, but she told me what it was about. So I'm
is this something
kind
of true?
Well,
something really happened to you?
It's like cuckoo-y, like kind of creepy.
Found
it's
out.
Kind of sad, too. So, you know how we talked about the Chris Watts?
Oh, yeah.
That house is haunted now.
The house?
Forever, yeah, dude. They got like a bunch of...
I never thought about that.
Yes, like, they got it on body cam, dude, on the police's body cam. And there was two ladies. And one
two
was
ladies?
A, two ladies who had the, you know, the body cams.
Oh, okay. Not two ghost ladies.
Yeah, not two ghost ladies. And, you know, they had the K-9 t-shirts because the first cop girl had a dog.
Okay, I think I know.
And so she actually, yeah, she went in the closet. And as she was going in the closet, you hear a little kid laugh.
No.
Yes, dude. And they heard that. And they even discussed it amongst each other right there.
On camera. I think I
on
seen
camera,
that.
Yeah. And she was like, did you hear that? And she was like, yeah, I heard that. It sounds like a little kid giggling, you know. And she was like, go step on that blue thing, because that's as far as the dog went, you know, was to whatever that blue thing was on the floor. And she said, step on that to see if it makes that noise. And no, it didn't. She was in there rumbling through the stuff because there was toys in there, but they couldn't make it. And they both heard it.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, then you hear like on their body cam, you hear like a background voice saying, this is our home. She's like, this is our home. And then another one saying, I'm with Cece.
No.
Yes. You hear it all. You guys, I just YouTubed it.
That sounds totally creepy.
Yes, it's so sad. And then they say... that they see
I'm good.
Somebody in the mirror in the living room, which it could be somebody in the mirror, you know, and it looked like they had like an iPhone, like gonna take a picture or whatever. And they say, you know, she was like loved her iPhone or her phone in general
for being social media.
And then they say there was like a little kid that came behind one of the officers when he was upstairs checking. Oh my gosh, yeah. And the cops got called there one night because the neighbors called and said there is a woman walking around inside the house.
No.
Yes. And you see the cop's body cam going in there.
To check.
Was it at night?
Yes, and it was at night.
Oh,
yeah, it's so sad. It really gives me goosebumps.
Sad.
Yeah, and...
I wonder what they'll do with that house.
Oh,
I don't know.
I don't know if they're going
to
be able to
resell.
Somebody's going to have to...
The garage lights were on, too.
What?
Yeah, and they weren't on.
I bet you there's so much energy there.
Yes, you could hear it. Like, you can just...
That's funny that you say that, because my story is both, like, true crime and a little bit of...
Really?
What you're talking about. That's
crazy.
Well,
yeah. I feel like...
Yeah.
That their spirits left
that
house.
I got stuck watching all kinds of YouTube after YouTube videos.
That's
just
crazy.
Showing all, like, the paranormal activities happening in that house.
So that means they died in that house.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. She was already...
I don't think the kids died in that house.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's true.
I don't know.
But
think
maybe that's
did.
Why the ghosts...
But we don't know that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I just...
According to
have,
him,
all, according
he
to him
it.
They
he
weren't.
He did it in the vehicles.
Yeah.
But for
I
their
think
spirits...
He did it at home.
But for their spirits to be stuck in that home.
No, you legitimately hear it. And then, like, you know how you go to YouTube video, I end up going across this one video of this medium yeah. go down saying, you just get stuck. You get stuck.
Stupid. Yeah, legit stuck.
But I end up coming across another video of this medium saying Shannon came to her, which I was like, okay, like this weird ass lady, like, okay, whatever. But she had like a spirit box and supposedly she was talking to her. And some words, because she had like caption words to what the spirit box was saying. Mm-hmm. Some of the words did match up, but some of it was like, but she was like asking her questions like, it was just crazy. Pretty much Shannon just said like she's going to haunt him forever. Like she found a way for the dead to torture him or get to him. And she's going to be there when it's his time. And she was like, so did you let your kids go in the light and you stay back for revenge? And she said like, yeah, like I went in the light, told my kids to go, whatever. I can't remember exact words that were popping up, but. And she said she wanted revenge on him, and he's a horrible person, and yeah, like all this. It was crazy. Well,
she
crazy.
Really did respect her, because I would find a way too.
That was a crazy video I found on there, and the lady showed herself at the end, like the medium. She looked kind of crazy, but...
Yeah.
But it was...
Yeah, but she was probably a little bit of a twist, but you never know. That actually... That
is weird. And her mom, I seen on Dr. Phil. She was on Dr. Phil. Her mom, Shannon's mom. Mm-hmm. And she said she's seen Shannon and her grandkids. She's like, after they found her body, she seen Shannon. And then after they found Cece, like... she's seen them. She said she was like a faint seeing them. It's on YouTube. Go YouTube. I've seen Dr. Phil, and she said.
Oh, for sure.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah. So they're spiritual people.
How scary.
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
It's sad.
But was super sad.
Much respect to Shannon for figuring that shit out.
Hell to come back. I do the same thing.
I would too.
Would you try everything to come back and be like, I'm going to haunt you for the rest of your life, no matter what. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drive you insane.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
You're like, hey.
I would anyway. I would love to come back and haunt some people. Like, you know, just for fun. Just for
sometimes speech. Just the energy of something tragic like that. Mm-hmm. Like, what does he say off The Shining? It's like when someone burns toast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Toast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just
that's
leaves that.
Crazy.
Linger.
Yep.
Leaves that linger.
That's so sad.
Mm. That's horrible.
Yeah, but I was horrible. Like, that house is going to be haunted forever.
Forever.
If it's already like that and already tripped out those two officers.
I think if spirits die in a house, I feel like if they're not ready to move on, they get stuck there.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen, that's off subject, but The Ghost Story?
No.
Is it a movie?
It's a movie.
It's called The Ghost Story.
A Ghost Story.
Oh, A Ghost Story.
So it's a ghost story, but it's the ghost telling the story.
Ooh.
You guys.
That's kind of like the other movie.
It is a flip on what you think. Like,
what is it?
It's such a good movie. It's
Netflix?
On, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon.
A ghost story.
And the picture of the cover is a ghost in a sheet, like a ghost. Like,
I think I've seen,
That
title.
Yeah,
the title. You guys, it is a good movie. I recommend it.
Is it a low budget kind of?
It has good actors in it, but it's just a dragging one, but you really are like, oh man, dang, I don't think of it that way.
Yeah.
Like.
You watch a lot of movies though.
Yeah, I love movies. I
do too. We like a lot of movies in my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. What
classic,
you just said about that, it kind of reminded me of The Others.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah that is
really
one of my favorite.
Change my way of thinking, and
yes,
I always sometimes think that
ever
way.
Ever since
like,
that movie, I always feel like, they're dead.
Are The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Good movies.
Yeah.
That actually would be terrible to think of to happen.
As a child?
As the afterlife. To think you were the living. How terrible.
Yeah. So watch A Ghost Story.
Okay.
Because it's a flip on the actual...
Ooh.
Well, mine's a little ghosty. All
right.
My actual story today is a little ghosty, but mostly grossly. It's pretty...
Gruesome.
Gruesome?
Yeah. Fair warning.
Uh-oh.
It's...
blood and guts.
Yeah, it's not good, guys.
Not suitable for children.
No, definitely not. Too good for children. Well, my story is actually in Hong Kong, and this is the Hello Kitty murder.
No, I've
and you'll know why. You have?
Yes, I have.
No way.
Uh-huh.
The Hello Kitty murder. I never.
You have?
Yes, I have.
How?
She's cringing remember. Already, no, guys. She's like legit cringing.
Mess. Yeah.
She's like.
How did you know about it though? Like just.
I don't know. I remember.
Do you remember like seeing legit. It?
Yeah,
something?
I like this stuff. Okay. Yeah. I've seen it.
Well, anyways, on May of 1999. Which didn't seem that long ago, but that was 21 years ago or something. A 14-year-old girl, but another article said she was 13. So I think a 14-year-old girl in Hong Kong went to the police station and told officers that she was, for several weeks, she was being haunted by a ghost of a woman who had been tortured to death. And she was like telling the cops, I see her, and she's wrapped in electrical wire, like, bound on her arms and stuff.
Oh, my
and
gosh, I don't know all this.
Yeah, so she went to the police, told them, like she just broke down. I'm literally being haunted by a woman who's, like, bound and stuff, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And at first, they're like, okay, like, is she trying to prank us? Yes. Like, what's up with this girl, you know?
Yeah, she's gonna get put in a freaking mental home because the police, like, really.
Yeah, but she's a little kid. A she's like 13, 14, 14 years old. So like a little girl to me. That's a kid.
Yeah, that's a kid.
Yeah. Super tiny.
So, anyways, they really didn't like believe her, obviously, because they're like, okay, she's a kid, first of all. But I don't know. Apparently, she was terrified and just. I'm sure she was.
Yeah, that is.
But they only took her seriously when she told them that. It's probably because I had a hand in her murder.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
So, she led them to a flat in the rundown Kowloon district in the city. Whatever Kowloon district is. But it's just like a rundown apartment building that you'll find out later whose apartment it is. Mm-hmm. But anyway, police discovered a much more disturbing scene than the haunting of some girl's ghost. I'm like, really?
Legit.
In the apartment, they found an oversized Hello Kitty doll with the skull of a woman inside.
What?
Yes. Anyways.
I've actually seen a picture of it.
What?
Come later to find out it was the woman of a woman named Fan Man Yi. Fan Man Yi. I know. Fan. We'll just call her Fan. And here's a little biography about Fan. She was born in 1976, and there's really not much to... They didn't really say anything much about her when she was little. She was abandoned by her family. I don't know, just by mom, dad, but she was abandoned. They dropped her off at a girls' school and pretty much just left her. And she grew up there in this girls' school. Girls' school. And when she was a teenager, she got addicted to drugs. She was doing meth, stuff like that. She, I think, was even a prostitute. Yeah, she was a prostitute. She did that. She became.
How old was she?
So, I'll say so. She became addicted to drugs by the time she was a teenager. Then she became a prostitute to support her habit. And by the age of 23, she worked as a hostess at a nightclub. But they say.
Like a
nightclub, hostess. They put that in quotation. It might have been a brothel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But anyway, she worked as a hostess there. And she was, you know, addicted to drugs while she was working there. And in 97, early 97, she met a man named Chan Man Lok. And he was 34 years old and he was a pimp. Oh. In another article or another podcast, someone said he was 27, but the majority of them, he was 34. So pretty sure he was 34. Anyways, they met at a nightclub. They kind of hit it off. I mean, it's pretty obvious. She's a prostitute. He's a pimp.
Yeah.
She's on drugs. She's addicted to drugs.
She's about he's that got, life.
He's a drug dealer, too. So,
yeah.
You know, it was bound or whatever. And I think they hung out for a few years. Obviously, 97, a couple years, you know, till her death. But he was known to, like, pimp out or date, like, really young girls. And he had a girl. They said it was his girlfriend, but it was that 14-year-old girl.
Oh, my gosh.
And they don't tell her name. They call her Afong. And I think that means, like, something about a ghost in Japan or China. I don't know. But anyways, they don't give... You'll never know her name. They never gave it out because she was so young.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyways, terrible. So Fan and Chan.
Fan Chan.
He was, you know, doping her up. She was being a pimp. Or he was a pimp. She's a prostitute, whatever. So they hung out for a couple of years. And out of desperation, who knows why she did it, but she ended up stealing his wallet. And I guess it had $2,500 in it. Well, it had $20,000, but in U.S. dollars or something, it was only $2,500 that she stole from him. Mm-hmm. Now, like, the articles I was reading, either she realized what she did, and like, oh, I fucked up. I better just give this back to him, but I just can't give it back to him like that because he'll cut my hands off or something. You know, they're just crazy. She's like, so I'm going to go pick myself out and make, like, an extra... She made, like, an extra 10 grand.
God damn.
Yeah, she made an extra, like, 10 grand. And either she made that money herself, but there's another article that said that he found out she stole the wallet and made her prostitute for the extra 10 grand. So I don't know if she, like, slipped and was like, my God, I need to just build this... all this interest and give it back, maybe he won't be that mad. Or if he was like, bitch, you fucking stole from me, now you're gonna pay my, you know, now you're gonna give me $10,000 extra. Mm-hmm. Whatever the case was, he wasn't satisfied with that. And he said he wanted an extra 16 grand on top of that. Like, Jesus. I think he was... Sorry, that was scary. I heard guys talking.
You heard guys talking?
Yeah. And then Jules cry.
Oh, you don't see that. Now I'm scared.
I know, guys. No, Pharaoh. This is a spooky story, too.
Oh, my God. Don't.
It's a... No, stop. Okay. Oh, all right, anyway, so...
What did the guys say?
No, I just heard mumbling. I thought I heard just, like... In my head, it sounded like maybe, like, lol or something, and then... Maybe it was the neighbors. I don't know. Anyways, moving on. Now I got... The chills.
That's crazy. Right.
We're back.
Sorry.
I had a check. It was just the neighbors. We're good.
Yeah, I got the spooks, man. Okay. That really did scare me.
Either she stole the wallet. I mean, either she, you know, realized what she did, came back with the 10 grand herself, or he made her get it. Right. Wasn't satisfied with that. Still mad about it. Wanted an extra, like, 16 grand. He wanted her to just go pimp out, you know. Makeup, whatever. When she couldn't do that, he sent two, like, of his henchmen, because they were in this, like, it's called, like a triad. Yeah. They were members of a triad or some kind of gang. Hong Kong, you know, whatever. He's a pimp, selling drugs, of course. Crazy 88. Yeah. Yeah, the crazy
88. Yeah, the crazy 88.
He was like a Kill Bill gang. But anyways, he sent his two henchmen named, or 27-year-old Xing Chu and 21-year-old Wei Lun. I don't know. He sent those two guys to go kidnap her from her apartment and bring her back to his apartment. But I think initially he told them to go take her to go, like, pimp out, like, more or whatever, to make more money. But I think either the henchman or Chan changed their mind. But then she ended up being brought back to his apartment. And it was, like, some 5-bedroom apartment. Even though it was, like, in a rundown area of town, it was, like, he had 5-bed... I don't know. They made it sound like he had a lot of money, but then he was living in some rundown.
So he was clearly doing something dirty.
Yeah.
He was doing something dirty.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was doing something strange to get a little change.
Yeah. Well, he was. He was a pimp.
Yeah.
And a drug dealer.
That's, yeah. Mm. That's...
So anyways, they brought her back there and decided pretty much to, like, punish her otherwise.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, she's a child, really, guys. Like,
no, she's 23.
Oh, I thought she was 14.
The 14-year-old girl is the one who came to the police in the beginning saying, I'm being haunted by Fan Man Yi. And you'll know why. So anyways, they took her back to his apartment. And I guess the apartment was decorated with a bunch of Hello Kitty shit. And I'm only assuming he probably had this apartment decorated like that because he had young girls around. And, yeah, like, in Hong Kong, Hello Kitty's like a big deal. Chimo, yeah. Yeah, he's a chimo. Yeah. Because either this off, they call her Offong, but the 14-year-old girl, either she was Chan's girlfriend or she was the girlfriend of one of the henchmen. Or she was just one of his girls. You know what I mean? Chan's girls. Mm-hmm. But it was just loyal to him. And she was young, so I don't know. He was gross. So anyways, it was like decorated in Hello Kitty stuff. Really weird. And they took her back there and initially just physically beat her. You know, hit her. They all took turns. There was one article or podcast that said that one of the guys, like, jumped off of, like, the couch and, like, kneed her in the gut. And, like, they're all laughing about it. They melted straws and dripped it on her feet. And her feet would blister, of course. Oh, my gosh. They even poured hot boiling water on her feet.
Maybe because she stole that money because she was going to try to run away or something.
Maybe. I don't know. But
her feet.
It doesn't. You know? Yeah. They did other stuff. It had nothing to do with, like, if you're a thief, chop your hand off, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So after melting her with, like, after melting the straws and water, like, dripping out. Yeah. And the hot boiling water or whatever. But I guess the wounds from, like, the melted straws and, like, the blisters and stuff, they put chili oil in it. They even made
the wound.
Yes, oh my yes.
God. They put. This is just like torture. Yeah.
I think they even put it in her eyes. Chili oil.
Oh my god.
They made her drink motor oil. They raped her and stuff. They put oyster oil like in her eyes and face, like threw it at her. When the 14-year-old girl and, like, her testimony and stuff, she said that, I think, the first night that they brought her there, that Chan hit Fan, like, 50 times, like, in the face, or just, like just hit her a bunch of times, you know? Just, like, over and over, that's what she said. She said that, that they would, do things to her, like, I guess they even peed on her, peed in her face, peed in her mouth, told her if she didn't, or if she, like, spit it out, they would beat her, you know, stuff like that. They made her swallow it.
Oh
my gosh. It doesn't say, like, any time that they fed her or anything. And then one person or one article said that she, I guess, was asking for food. And so they told that Offong, the 14-year-old girl, to defecate in a shoebox. Ugh. And then they force fed that to
the girl
to Fan.
Oh my gosh!
They fed that to her.
And why was the 14-year-old there? Just because he wanted her there?
It said that was his girlfriend. And honestly, I think she was probably just afraid too, and just did whatever they said.
Yeah.
She said, "At first, I thought we were just having fun. Like, I don't know. She's probably mindful." Fucked from maybe she felt she had to, maybe she liked it. I don't know,
at 14 I don't know.
Yeah, she's just a kid. She's a child. Just like a victim herself.
Yeah, exactly. She's probably super scared.
Yeah, super scared.
Yeah, she probably thought, if I don't act like maybe I'm into it, then they might turn on me and do this to me. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just guessing. They like I said, they, you know, fed her feces. But the girl too, the 14-year-old girl, in her testimony too, she said that Chan and them would tell her to laugh and smile, like, while she was, like, being hit or tortured or eating the shit.
Oh my gosh.
And if she didn't laugh or smile, they'd beat her. Like, they mentally and physically were torturing this girl for a whole month.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
A whole month. It's, pretty fucked up. So for weeks, she was having this done to her. They would hang her they would hang her from, like, the ceiling. Like, I don't know if that's what the electrical wire, maybe that's why the girl's, like, haunted by it. I think that's what they use. Like, To like suspend her from like the ceiling to like endure some of the torture.
See, and that girl stuck around because she came back to haunt.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, yeah, but you'll hear why. Why too? Yeah. So, anyways, and I think they. I don't know if I think they forced her to like take meth too, so she would be more like manageable. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And so yeah, it's, it's fucked up. But anyways, they made I guess that the Afong girl, the 14-year-old, she confessed to like even hitting her too once before. They used table chairs, metal pipes, like from the bathroom and stuff, that just random shit around the house, you know. They'd get bored and they'd go play video games in the next room while she was either suspended from the ceiling. One podcast said that she was hanging upside down, but I don't think I believe that one. I don't know. I'm just like, she was hanging upside down for so long. Like someone, like one of the girls said, her head would be like full blood, like if they kept her overnight like that. Like, wouldn't you die? Like, can't you die from being hung upside down?
You would think so. Your blood would rush to your
head. It would, for a long time.
Yeah.
I think it would. Eventually, you'd die from that.
Suffocate.
God. So anyways, that happened for weeks, like a whole month of all that torture. Yeah, pretty sad. So anyways, I think they left somewhere. I don't know if the guys were gone for a few days or what happened, but the Afong, the 14-year-old girl, went back to the apartment one day and noticed that Fan had died. She was like telling him, like, I'm pretty sure she's dead. And the guys were like, she probably like took too much meth or whatever. I think she killed herself or overdosed or whatever. I don't know why they'd care to lie or anything, but that's what their story was. She died of an overdose that she gave herself, you know? We didn't really mean to kill her. We just wanted to torture her for weeks and weeks. You know, that was their...
Oh my god.
That was their defense later. So anyways, where am I at? Hold on. Ooh, so she died, and I think they even left her in the bathroom or wherever she was. Yeah, I think they left her in the bathroom for like a day or two, literally just like dead on the floor. And all of a sudden, a bunch of police came to that apartment complex, and they noticed, they looked outside, and they're like, oh my god, all the police are downstairs, like a bunch of police. And they got freaked out, but initially the police were there to investigate a rape, which was
nothing to do with this.
Who knows? I don't know. This guy probably did. But anyways, there was a rape apparently in that apartment complex, so that's why the police were there. But it scared them enough to be like, oh shit, we probably should get rid of this body in the fucking bathroom. And they ended up putting her in the bathtub. And one report said that, I guess... Chan ordered one of them guys to drain her of the blood and start like, cutting her up with a saw, dismembering her. And one report said that one of the guys puked after the smell, and one of the other guys puked after, like, whatever. Who knows if they did or not.
Pure evil.
So they dismembered her in the bathtub, and they... figured, what are we going to do for, like, the smell? Like, how are we going to get rid of her? What should we do to, like, disguise the odor? So they put some of her body parts and her head in a pot on the stove, and they boiled it. And, like, I guess they're saying since... And I don't know if I believe this either, but it's just literally in every article I read. But they're like, they were so high on meth that, you know, they were cooking these body parts on the stove and that they didn't want to leave the apartment because they were so scared of, like, the cops or whatever, that they ended up cooking their own food in the house, that they would cook, like, a pot of noodles next to the pot, the head, you know, boiling on the stove in two different pots. And then in literally every article, but I'm like, did they add this? But they said that they used the same spoon to stir the noodles that they did the pot. Yeah. I know that sounds super extra, right? Yeah. Like, come on. But then they were saying they're so high. Like, literally every article adds that.
They were so high and they forgot it was actually a brain. Thought it was fucking roast or something. Started cooking it, eating it.
They saved all her organs in, like, a bag. Oh, and then I think they even temporarily put it in, like, the fridge or freezer. And, like, someone said maybe it was because they thought they would be able to get money for it, but, like, because they were so dumb and high. Like, maybe, you can get money for organs or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Black.
So maybe that's why they saved, like, the organ parts.
Damn.
But then there were some of, I don't know if it was her body parts or actual, like, organs or something. Yeah, it was organs. I bought a bag of organs. I'm sure that was the one that they were trying to save.
Uh-huh.
In the fridge. They ended up throwing that, I think, out the window or something, and it landed on a... I think they just thought, like, maybe wild dogs would get it or something, but it ended up falling on a canopy over, like, a storefront or a business down, like, lower.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was, luckily, I mean, that was part of the evidence that they were able to retrieve, because them dismembering the body was actually, like, worked in their favor, because by the time that later, you know, to forensic to figure out how she died, they couldn't. Literally all that... They had, I guess they threw parts in, like, the regular, like, trash disposal after they boiled it, thinking that that would, like, disguise the smell. And no one says that they found the extra body parts, but there is one, like, podcast that I listened to that said that they did, but I don't think they did. It was just, you'll figure out where the head's at.
Yeah. So they did that, all that to the body parts there.
They dismembered it. Yep. Put organs, like I said, threw it outside, probably tried to get rid of it, landed on some tarp on a storefront. They, like, probably stored those organs in the fridge for a little bit. They cooked them over the stove and just disposed most of it, is what they're saying, through trash and regular trash. Like,
they are crazy.
You know, like the trash, whatever. But with the head, they boiled the head, tried to get as much, I guess, skin off it or whatever. And I don't know for what reason why they just didn't try to get rid of it, but, they kept one of her tooth and they sewed the skull into the head of that Hello Kitty doll. And it was a Hello Kitty mermaid. So, like, a big stuffed, did you see? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll show you guys the picture. Oh, it's a big Hello... Woo!
See? I just got the goosebumps. Uh-huh. Because our live stream fell down.
Yes. Hold on. I know, you guys. Gosh. And this is like some Hong Kong... This is some The Grudge, The Ring shit.
Oh, my God.
So anyways... No. Okay. He sewed...
Scared.
I know. No, it is really scary.
Like, super scared.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we got the spooks.
Another
spook
happened.
The string of lights fell down, which they are.
It's a skull and bones. It's lights.
As we go into the haunting part of the story.
It's probably fan man.
Like the ring.
Yeah.
I legitimately got the
goosebumps. Seriously. I'm getting to the haunting part.
Oh my gosh.
So the skull was sewn into the Hello Kitty mermaid. Do you guys want to see the picture?
Sure.
Okay. It's just the crime scene.
This is
creepy. We'll post the pictures also on
our Instagram, which I got rid of those underscores.
So there is the Hello Kitty mermaid. It's like a life-size stuffed animal. Yes.
Oh my God, that's so horrible.
And that's Fan Man Yi. And also, I forgot to mention...
That just gave me the goosebumps when you showed her a picture.
I know, you guys stop. Okay, I forgot to mention that she actually, before she met Chan, she was married and had a 1-year-old son.
Oh my gosh.
So she was a mom. I totally forgot to mention that. And
her
relationship, I guess, sounded really abusive, because the apartment that they lived in with her husband and her son, she neighbors always heard, like, domestic violence going on. So it wasn't a good marriage. It was bad. So she's kind of had a tough life. You know,
I know. That's so sad.
She's abandoned, on drugs, prostituting, abusive husband, you know, had a son, like, probably the only thing that she felt, you know. And I'll show you the picture of her and her son. This was literally just before she was murdered.
How sad. Oh my gosh.
Oh, isn't that sad?
Now we have a face to what just knocked this string of lights
that's
down.
That's Chan and then one of the henchmen.
Ew.
Ooh.
Bastards, right?
Freaking idiot asshole. And
I guess that's one of the apartment bedrooms.
That's what it looked like?
I think this is like a picture after it was like abandoned. So, to the spooky stuff.
Oh, no. Yeah, because she's already spooky.
So she's already haunting this 14-year-old girl now, right? I mean, literally.
She's on her
own. Yeah, pretty disgusting. So, there was a trial. It was a 6-week trial. Okay, so after the 14-year-old girl told the police about this, obviously she gave them all the men's names, told them where the apartment was. That's why they went there. They even found, like, a tooth, one of Fan's teeth, which was another piece of evidence that helped put them away. But you guys won't even believe what they got charged with. And it wasn't murder.
Oh, my gosh.
It wasn't murder.
What was it?
The 14-year-old girl, she didn't get charged with anything. She actually got immunity for exchange for her testimony.
Yeah.
And that's probably had a lot to do with her age, because I doubt if she was older, they'd probably be like, come on, you participated, you're an adult, you had the choice, but she was a kid.
Probably already, like, had her brainwashed
I
to begin with.
Think they just were like, okay, you're fucked, you know, like, they probably felt bad for her, too.
Yeah, you're gonna have a fucked
life. Yeah. So it was a 6-week trial. Their defense was, the defense attorney or whatever, used, her, like, them not being able to, like, find a cause of death, they used that a lot. And they also said that, because this was the men's story, that we didn't mean to kill her. We, you know, like, that wasn't the whole intent. We didn't have the intent to kill.
So why did you put her
we just wanted her to torture. Yeah. We just wanted to torture her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And so since there wasn't a cause of death, they can't determined she died from the torture
or
they claim that she gave herself a lethal dose of meth and died. That's how she died. She could have died from all the injuries we gave her, but it was the meth that killed her, you know. So that was their defense.
It's like, why would they even speak upon what they did to her if that's what they were going to
say? Well, because the 14-year-old
girl
gave up a lot, you know, so they had to confess to a lot too, you know.
So what did they give him? Like dismemberment?
So they
dismemberment of a body.
They don't even. I don't even think that exists in China. Hong Kong.
Oh.
Like if that happened in the U.S., they would definitely get you. Can't. What is it called after you disturb a body after?
You can't.
It's something. It's mutilation of a corpse. But anyways, they end up getting manslaughter.
Oh my gosh! So these guys are running the streets.
That
right
was
now?
In December of 2000.
Oh.
And Chan and one of the henchmen are eligible for parole of 2020.
Oh my.
But they don't think that they'll get it. But the other henchman, I don't know which one, I forgot, but he got out in 2014.
Oh,
he's just free. He served, 14 years?
Haunts him.
Yeah, 14
haunts
years.
Him too. What
now to the hauntings.
Oh my gosh, she's going to come back and knock the other string lights down.
Oh shit.
So not only is she haunting this lady,
she's haunting that kid. Yes, she is.
The woman who lived above that apartment that all that happened in, she reported a lot, even after, you know, obviously after the murder, but the apartment's vacant down there. Nobody is in that apartment.
Gosh.
But she could hear, she said at night sometimes, a woman screaming. I know. Ooh, I'm getting chills.
I'm like super spooked, y'all.
Okay, so she would hear a woman screaming, like whatever, like, or being tortured. That's what she said she heard a lot. They literally couldn't, like, get any, because in Hong Kong and like their culture and stuff, they really believe in that shit. Like they, you know, the grudge. They just believe in that kind of stuff.
I feel like,
and they're very superstitious. They're very in like believe in the afterlife. Mm-hmm. Like they really, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like
a lot of crazy things happen in like other countries. Like
So
that is true. They couldn't. The apartment owners couldn't keep tenants. I guess people just probably just kept moving out.
Oh,
yeah.
My god.
They don't want to live there. They felt the bad juju. They don't want to be part of that. They don't want, you know, they're, like I said, they're very religious. Yeah.
And, oh,
I don't know if religious is the word, but they're very, like, cultural, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess the owners even, like, lowered drastically, like, the rent. And so people still didn't want to live there. Like, they didn't care how much it was. They just didn't want to live there.
They didn't want to live there.
Yeah. So he was forced to, like, do whatever he could. I guess a salon, like a hair salon or a beauty salon, they end up renting out part of the building. But I guess even their employees there were saying that they could hear and feel things, and they were too scared.
I feel like I am right now.
And yeah. So the beauty salon, like I said, it was just like people knew about this story. It was like literally Hong Kong's like one of their most horrific stories.
Yeah.
It was literally Hong Kong's most depraved crimes in memory. Wow. So it was like big talk, you know, like everyone knew, oh, that's the apartment that all that happened. Literally no one would stay there. So the salon ended up probably closing. They ended up literally just demolishing the whole building.
Yeah.
So they demolished it, and then they put a hotel on it now.
Oh, I bet and that hotel is haunted.
I actually forgot to look up what the hotel's called, but...
Well, I don't know. She could be attached to, like, the house, you know, and then if the house is gone, then...
It's just like Indian burial grounds, which I want to do an episode on.
Ooh, yes. Which we actually have a...
No, I want to
do... Indian burial grounds?
Yeah, in general.
Like, we have some cool stuff.
But it could be like that. Burial grounds, period.
Burial grounds, period.
Yeah.
How sad. Well, God bless her heart, and I feel really sad for her, and please don't haunt me tonight, because...
Yeah.
She already did knock these lights down.
I guess her son... He's doing well. He's at goes to some college right now. Now he's probably 23 years old. But I guess he keeps something in her memory. I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
Oh, how sad.
Isn't that crazy?
That poor girl.
That's creepy, huh?
Is a clear example.
I'm actually curious how.
How you die really relates to how you go out.
I'm curious to know how this 14-year-old girl's life ended and, like,
how she
is going. Or even that Chan and the henchman. I'm wondering if they have been haunted.
Yeah, they've been haunted.
I want to hear their stories so bad.
Because imagine that was you.
And if they did, then they'd know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's her. Yeah. There's nothing they could do about it.
I know.
So haunt them, girl. Haunt them away. Yeah. I would. Yeah.
But that's the story of Fan Man.
That's a good one.
Yee.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah. 23 years old. That mom.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
All that. Endured all that.
Well, that is super crazy. I mean, I guess that little... Shanann haunting.
That's what I'm saying.
Entwined with this story.
It is a nice segue.
So I guess you can...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you literally have to think about how you leave this earth is probably how you're going to start the next life. I don't know.
You could stay back. Literally. And still, you have unfinished business, or you want to stay back and get revenge.
Literally. I know.
I mean, if you were murdered, I think I'd want to get... kind of revenge or let somebody know how it happened or what this and that.
Just all that energy and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's when something like that happens, it does just leave a trace of itself behind.
But what if you're like, you know, God forbid, died in a, you know, car accident or something where it wasn't like so murdery? Do you think you would... go on to the next life? Like, would you literally feel like you would...
I think it's all the same, but I feel like when somebody is taken like that, it literally leaves a different kind of energy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
totally. It's a more different. Dark and...
Like if you were...
Bad,
yeah.
Uh-huh, bad energy.
Because evil happens.
Well, of course, just you telling us that story, I mean...
Creepy.
Creep me the hell out. Like, legitly. Yeah. I still got goosebumps. Like, oh, man.
I believe it. She's probably creepy. Like...
Somebody's speaking and talking about me right now.
She's a poor soul, you know?
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, God bless
her. We're bringing a little
bit
of Hong Kong in here.
I know. No. Okay.
It's crazy.
We'll have to exit this area after we're done with this story.
The stage of this place.
But we are in a very dim room.
It is.
That's similar to a case of this, I think she was Chinese, I don't know, Japanese, a girl named Junko. Have you heard of that? Mm-mm. Well, she was tortured by those. She was also tortured to death.
Oh, no.
And it'll really, have to do... that one was as bad, if not worse.
She'll have to do that one next time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I will have to follow up with that one.
You like those torture stories.
I don't like them, but I'm just like that. Why? I don't understand.
The monsters are like the humans. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm. I figured out what he says. The sword and scale. He says that the...
Now she forgot.
Now she fucking forgot.
The true monsters are real.
Ooh, the true monsters are real.
Exactly.
I believe that's what he says. Mm-hmm. I believe that.
She does. Don't she likes me. The true crime over there. I'm more of the paranormal.
No, I like the shit. Paranormal. I was telling Lisa, I think my next episode is going to be something about...
actual paranormal.
Or unexplained.
Yeah, unexplained. I like those too. Ooh, yeah, I mean, alien ones too, guys, because, we got a few alien experiences up in there.
Yeah. Haunted stories.
Just in general, unexplained, like paranormal, obviously ghosts, alien, past life, like scenarios that have happened. There's one story that it's really popular.
Ooh, we could do.
But I think she's an Arabian girl, but... Mm-hmm. And everything's true in that one. And all these stories that I've heard are true. They're just unexplained.
Unexplained. Ooh,
there's a lot of unexplained stories that are popular out there.
It's a crazy world out there. I'll tell you that.
I know. Yeah.
Pay attention to your surroundings.
Yeah, you really
and the signs.
It makes you think on a whole nother level about life itself.
Mm-hmm. Totally. It makes you think about who the fuck you have in your life.
Or just what we are.
Too,
oh my
never,
god!
Because you never truly know people. But I swear,
I'd love going down the wormhole of who are we? Why are we here? Yeah. Yeah. What's the purpose?
Yeah. Where do you come from?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, for real. You can go down that wormhole because there's.
We could do a whole episode on that, guys.
Talk about unexplained things. People who disappear. People who
wrap it up.
reel it in, bitch. Reel it in.
Reel it in, guys.
Anyway, there's a lot of unexplained shit that we can talk about forever and ever.
I know. We got many episodes.
I'm glad
to
I scared
come.
You guys.
Yes, you totally scared us. So
you
did...
and your homegirl that came
you
along.
And your,
with
you
story
and your homegirl. Yeah.
I'm gonna leave her in the here in this garage.
No, do not leave her here in my. House.
She needs to go to the light.
Sorry, no. And yes. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
And God bless you. I pray for your son to have a lovely, wonderful life.
For sure, for sure.
And I hope you just are beside him.
I know,
and,
how sad.
Yeah, peace now with your son, because...
Rough life.
Yeah.
I hope she's guiding him.
Yes.
Doing what she can from the other side.
Yes,
you know,
God
sometimes...
God bless them all.
In some ways, death is probably better for some people.
Unless you go out like...
That.
Fan.
Yeah.
I mean...
That's a little crazy.
No, but... Think about it. If I was being tortured, and
I'm sure at the end she probably
I'd be like, please.
Who knows?
Me.
She probably did try
please
to kill herself.
Kill
I don't know.
I'd be like, please just kill me.
A long time ago.
But no,
quit torture me. Just kill
was...
me. Like, if you're gonna do it, just do it.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Well, God bless her heart.
And Halloween's coming up, so
happy Halloween. Maybe
we'll
do
something
we'll
do Halloween.
We might do. We might do
a couple short
special.
Ones or a couple
yeah. special
to give you
for
more
Halloween.
Than one because.
Yeah,
we're dropping one every Sunday.
We'll do a Halloween.
We're dropping it.
Are you dropping it like it's hot? Dropping it like
all
it's
right.
hot.
Halloween stories.
Halloween stories.
All
it's going to be a Halloween special. Guys,
well,
brings...
come back for some more.
Yeah, come back for more.
And go check out our Instagram page, Voices After Dark Podcast. There are no underscores no more.
Yep,
I fixed that
we changed
up.
It.
Yeah.
Yep. So just Voices After Dark Podcast on Instagram. And the Facebook page, Voices After Dark, and please.
Spotify.
What about the Gmail?
Yep, and we have a Gmail, Voices After Dark Podcast at gmail.com, all together. one word,
voices. Leave us a review.
Yeah, leave us a review. Yes. Let us know if you have certain topics you want us to do, or
tell
if you have a scary
us
story.
Your ghost stories, yeah. And we'll read them. Yeah. And
leave us a review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wherever tell us you listen.
Spooky. Anything, yeah. Tell us anything spooky. Mm-hmm. Anything. Any of your stories.
Rate us.
Yep. Rate mm-hmm. us.
5-star thumbs up.
And I hope. You
yep. All right, guys. All right. Peace. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Bye.
Later.